Jake stands in the kitchen dumping milk and ice cream into a blender.
Morning.
Morning.
Jake grabs handfuls of cereal and throws them into the blender. He picks up a bag of chocolate chips and pours some into the mixture. Frowning, Charlie holds onto a cup of coffee and, leaning against the kitchen counter, watches Jake.
What are you making?
Breakfast.
Have you considered orange juice and a piece of toast?
It's in there. We got any marshmallows?
He wonders why he gets diarrhea.
Charlie leaves the kitchen and wanders through into the spacious living room.
Oh, man!
You forget to put the lid on again?
Maybe.
Well, clean it up.
Okay.
Alan pokes his head around the front door.
Is Jacob yet?
He's in the kitchen.
Has he been looking for me?
Are you a marshmallow?
What?
He hasn't been looking for you.
Oh, good. Sorry I'm late, but Candy and I had morning sex.
Good for you.
Twice.
Congratulations.
She didn't even wake me up for the first one. I almost missed it.
Well, I've always said a 22-year-old girl is like a good carpenter. No wood gets wasted.
Alan has changed into his pajamas.
Well, I wouldn't put it so crudely, but yeah.
Alan marches across the room, pauses, gathers himself, and stretches as he walks into the kitchen.
Morning, buddy.
Morning.
Jake stands on the counter cleaning the top of the oven. Bright pink ice cream mixture is everywhere.
Why do you let him use the blender?
I'm hoping he'll eventually stumble into a margarita. Hey, here's a fun fact. You're sleeping with a girl who was born when you were in junior high. And yet there's a good chance she lost her virginity before you did. And here's another fun fact. I'll bet she's had sex with more girls than you, too.
Alan frowns and stares open-mouthed at his brother before considering what Charlie has said.
That is a fun fact. And you know what else? Her youth is like an aphrodisiac. I feel younger. I feel more... Oh, I don't know how to describe it. Manly.
I know what you mean.
And I am performing at what can only be described as a very enhanced level.
Right.
You know, between the sheets wise.
You don't have to tell me.
Yes, I do. I have to tell everybody.
Damn, I'm just impressed that you can keep up with her. I thought by now she'd have worn you down into a few vertebrae and a pool of spinal fluid.
You know, I exercise, I eat right. And of course, I've always had a vast, untapped reservoir of sexual energy bubbling under the surface. Truth be told, you could drill anywhere and hit a gusher.
Two Mormons stand at the door.
Morning, brother.
We're here to tell you about the good news.
Yeah, okay, but my news first. See, I am dating this 22-year-old woman. Incredible.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men.
Two and a half men. Outside.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Rose. What's up?
I was just taking a walk on the beach with my boyfriend, and we thought we'd stop by. Come on up, lamb chop.
This is ridiculous. I still don't understand why we can't use the stairs over there.
Don't try to change me, Gordon.
Sorry.
So, how's it going with you two?
It's just great. Gordon's my soulmate. He completes me. We're inseparable.
Yeah.
Wait here. I want to talk to Charlie alone. Charlie?
Coming.
Rose walks inside.
Lamb chop?
I'm hot and juicy.
Charlie joins Rose in the living room. Gordon clambers over the wall and onto the balcony.
What's up?
Don't play innocent with me. I can see the hurt in your eyes.
What?
You have to let me go, Charlie.
Okay.
I'm with Gordon now. I've moved on.
Good.
I know it may be hard for you to hear this, but he satisfies all my needs.
Charlie glances over at a geeky-looking Gordon, who waves.
Well, he is hot and juicy, man.
Oh, Charlie, I can't bear to see you like this.
Like what?
I know I shouldn't, but I'm gonna give you one last chance.
One last chance for what?
You're gonna make me say it, aren't you?
She takes his hand.
Say what?
Listen closely. Once I go, I'm gone.
Really? I've never seen that side of you.
I've never had a man like Gordon.
A puzzled-looking Charlie glances at Gordon, who stands outside and pulls at his shirt buttons.
I believe you. So what?
Who's that?
Oh, that's Gordon, my boyfriend.
How come he's not allowed in?
I'm trying to avoid an awkward situation.
Too late.
You bringing him to my birthday party?
Oh, what do you think, Charlie? Is the wound too fresh?
I think I can handle it.
Cool.
Jake dashes off.
Okay, I'm gonna go now.
All right.
But before I do, I think we need to decide just where we stand.
Gordon falls off the balcony wall. At night, Charlie, Allen, and Jake are around the kitchen table.
You're kidding. Rose has a boyfriend?
Yep.
A real one or like Toby the astronaut?
Yeah, this one's real.
What's he like?
Nice guy. Has no idea how close he is to the wood chipper.
Hello? Allen, you home?
Candy? What are you doing here?
I thought I'd surprise you with a booty call.
Shh, Ted, lower your voice.
Booty call.
What's a booty call?
Well, it's... You know, this is more the kind of thing a son should learn from his father.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you should ask him now.
All right.
I'm going to hell.
Sweet gesture, but this is not a great time.
Hey, Dad, what's a booty call?
Oh, hey, Jake, you remember Candy?
Sure. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
So what's a booty call?
Jake stands in between Candy and his father.
I figured you didn't want me telling him. Was I wrong?
Jake, it means, that Candy came by to do her laundry.
I don't see any laundry.
Allen turns slowly around to face Charlie.
Good point, Charlie. Always the eye for detail.
Allen turns back to Jake and Candy.
You see, Jake, in the Old West, cowboys could be out on the dusty range for months at a time, and they'd get mighty dirty. So they'd mosey into town with nothing but the clothes on their backs, and they'd need to wash them. So what they'd do is they would go down to the creek and strip down until they were wearing nothing but their boots.
Why'd they keep their boots on?
A puzzled-looking Charlie watches as Allen turns to face him.
Rattlesnakes.
Charlie nods.
In order to warn people who were swimming that, you know, the naked cowboy was on his way, he would yell, or if you will, call, booty! Booty! Ergo, the booty call.
Wow, Allen, you really make history fun.
Well, thank you.
So when did it start meaning casual sex?
Charlie, standing behind a squirming Allen, looks thoughtful.
Why don't you go play a video game or something?
Okay,
great.
Hey, Candy, you want to come to my birthday party tomorrow?
Sure. How old are you going to be?
12.
Happy bar mitzvah.
Well, this works out well. When you're not boinking her, she's got someone to play with.
Weren't you listening? Jake just invited Candy to his birthday party.
Oh, don't worry. You've still got the inside track.
I can't let her come to the party.
Why not?
Why not? My ex-wife is going to be there. All of her miserable middle-aged soccer mom friends are going to be there. They're going to take one look at Candy's tight, young little body, and they're going to hate me. They're going to hate me with a white, hot hatred of burning hate.
Yeah, sure, it'll be a little tense at first, but you can lighten the mood with your booty story. That's powerful funny, partner.
Shut up.
Alan takes a seat on the couch.
Alan, there comes a time in every man's life when he has to make a choice. Does he want to be loved, or does he want to get laid? 14 years ago, you made the wrong choice. You got married, and you wound up with neither. But now fate has given you another chance. Welcome it. Embrace it. Grab its pert little ass.
What am I supposed to do? Walk into my son's birthday and say, hey, everybody, look at this gorgeous 22-year-old woman I'm having sex with.
Oh, don't be silly. You don't want to rub their faces in it. You just want them to know where yours has been.
Wearing a red T-shirt and khaki shorts, Charlie strolls away.
Oh, yeah, one more thing?
Yeah?
Booty! Booty!
Charlie shakes his head before turning and walking upstairs. Charlie is asleep in bed when Jake pokes his head around the bedroom door.
Uncle Charlie.
Jake walks into the room and approaches Charlie.
Uncle Charlie, are you awake?
Go away.
Don't you want to be the first one to wish me a happy birthday?
Jake, I swear to God.
Wait, not yet. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now.
Get out.
You can give me your present now if you want to.
If you leave immediately, I'll give you the gift of life.
All right. Hey, how come Dal's not in his room?
He's out with Candy.
When's he coming home?
Not for a while.
Why does he just have sex with her here?
Charlie sits up.
Well, what makes you think he's having sex with her?
I don't know. Common sense?
All right. The thing is, he's embarrassed about having that kind of a relationship with somebody so much younger than him.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's setting a bad example for you.
What am I going to do? Start dating a 6-year-old?
I'm back to sleep.
Yeah, I'm too excited.
Well, you mind if I go back to sleep?
Okay, I had something to do.
Great.
Maybe I'll try and make a pizza.
Good for you.
Charlie's eyes shoot open. Alan has his arm around young redhead Candy as they lie asleep in bed. A cat strolls onto the bed and wanders over Alan's bare chest, pausing with his bottom in Alan's face.
Pierre? Have you seen Pierre?
Is Pierre a cat?
Yeah.
Bathroom.
Thanks. Excuse me.
Naked guy holding a towel around his waist.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, God!
The guy, gripping the short towel around his waist, steps across Candy and Alan's heads.
Still worth it.
Alan grins and squeezes Candy, who sleeps next to him. A sandy beach stretches along a deep blue sea. Charlie strolls downstairs and spots Jake, who lies curled up on the couch. Charlie walks over to the foot of the couch and watches his sleeping nephew. He picks up the remote control and switches off the TV.
Hey, I'm watching that!
Yeah, right. Happy birthday, you big dope.
Why am I a big dope?
When did you finally fall asleep?
How could I possibly know that?
And now you got a party starting in a couple hours and you feel like hell, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, you big dope.
Hey, am I old enough to have coffee now?
You still think armpit farts are funny?
Yeah.
Then no.
Come on, I can really use a pick-me-up.
Okay, how do you want it?
I don't know, in a cup?
Charlie shakes his head, turns and pours a mug of coffee.
Good choice.
Charlie passes the mug of black coffee to Jake. Jake eagerly grabs the mug and takes a gulp. He screws up his face and sticks out his tongue.
Feel better?
Yeah, I think it's working.
He takes another gulp of coffee and grimaces.
You know, Candy, you don't have to feel obligated to go to this party. It's just going to be a lot of kids playing silly games.
Are there gonna be balloon animals? Because I love those.
Jake's a little old for that.
Balloon animals are a very underappreciated art form, Alan. Just give me a minute to get ready.
Okay. You know, it's probably gonna be a very, very dull party. I wouldn't be going myself if I weren't related to the kid. And without balloon animals, you gotta ask yourself, is it really worth the trip?
How do I look?
Candy wears a skimpy vest top and a miniskirt.
I'm sorry, I think I swallowed my tongue.
Thank you.
It's amazing. My ex-wife would take hours getting ready, and the end result wouldn't be nearly so... this.
Maybe I can give her a few tips at the party.
Oh, gee. She doesn't respond well to tips.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, even before I say it, I know it sounds insane, but do you think you could put on a few more clothes?
Don't I look okay?
Oh, yeah. You look terrific. It's just, I wouldn't want people to get the wrong idea.
About?
About... Maybe if you just put on a jacket and a hat. Do you have a poncho?
Are you ashamed of me?
No, I'm proud of you. And in fact, I'm so proud that yesterday I almost signed up to be a Christian missionary in the Sudan.
But you don't want your family and friends to see me.
Oh, good, you understand.
You know, Alan, my friends are judgmental, too.
About what?
About you. None of them get why I'm with you.
Well, at the risk of shining a light on something better left unexamined, why are you with me?
Because you're cute and smart and really, really grateful.
All true.
And if my friends can't understand that, well, then tough tomatoes.
Candy, you're a remarkable girl.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, so am I.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. You want to have a quickie in the car?
Well, all right. But this time, let's pull over first.
Boring.
People mingle at Charlie's house.
So where's Alan? He's supposed to be pitching in at this party.
I don't know, but I'm guessing that wherever he is, he's pitching.
So I suppose Charlie hasn't told you I have a new man in my life.
Oh, good for you, dear. Does the man know yet?
Hey, get your own, Brad.
Gordon wears khaki shorts and a two-tone blue shirt, similar to Charlie's.
Nice outfit.
Thanks. Rose picked it out for me.
How about that?
Gordon checks out Charlie's relaxed pose, leaning against the staircase railing, and copies him.
You know, sometimes when we're having sex, she calls out your name.
No kidding. What about the other times?
She makes me call it out.
Alan and Candy rush up to the house.
Boy, that really wasn't a quickie, was it?
The first one was.
Anyway, so just to reiterate, today is Jake's day. It's not about us.
I know.
So you can just relax and don't feel obligated to, you know, socialize or talk to anybody.
Don't worry, Alan. I'm not going to embarrass you.
Right. I know you won't. So to summarize what I reiterated, we're just going to play it cool. Low-key. Nothing to be gained by drawing attention to ourselves.
I got it.
Just don't ring the doorbell!
Alan tentatively opens the front door. The room full of guests freeze and stare at him as he enters with Candy.
Sorry we're late, but I was having sex with this gorgeous 22-year-old woman. Wait.
Okay, come in and say that again.
Charlie grabs the camcorder.
Jake, you in here? It's time to do the birthday cake.
Go away.
Did you find him?
Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
Is he okay?
I don't know.
Jake, are you okay?
I'm fine. Go away.
He's probably humiliated because his father's dating a campfire girl.
Good rest, Judith.
What's going on?
Jake won't come out of the bathroom.
Jake, come on out, honey.
I can't.
Why not?
I just can't.
I was wondering where everyone snuck off to. Whatever you're saying about me, you can say right to my face.
This isn't about you, Mom.
We
wish I could believe that.
What's the holdup?
He won't come out of the bathroom.
Is he sick?
Who won't come out of the bathroom?
Your grandson.
Why? Is he mad at me?
Jake, honey, what have you had to eat today?
Just a little coffee and some vitamins.
Coffee? You let him have coffee.
No, you let him have coffee.
He had a sip.
Wait a second. Why did you take vitamins?
I was tired.
Okay, but where did you find vitamins to take?
In your medicine cabinet.
I don't have any vitamins in my medicine cabinet.
Yeah, you do. The little blue ones with a V on them.
Charlie turns to Alan, who brings his hand to his forehead. ITFC, audio description.